This is a HeadGum Podcast.
What's up, shitheads? It's me here with an ad for you guys. We're talking about my boy, Cypher Sounds, former guest of the podcast. Actually, the man who told me to stop calling myself a fuckboy and sort of explain what a fuckboy was. But Cypher's new web series is back on Tidal with another season. No small talk. You got to check it out. If you're not sure what Tidal is, get with it. It's got 3 million subscribers. It's a platform with music tracks, videos, playlists curated by industry experts. It's exclusive videos, music, tickets, merchandise, all that stuff. And No Small Talk has a second season, which premiered on April 1st. It's a stand-up comedy show hosted by DJ Cypher Sounds, who you might know from Hot 97 or from the improv show Take It Personal or from my podcast. All 6 episodes are now online, so you could binge watch with all your favorite comedians. It's filmed at the Comedy Cellar in New York, and you catch awesome performers on it. And he shoots it like, I mean, he doesn't shoot it, but part of the pitch is that it really looks like a concert film. It's got backstage stuff, audience stuff. It's got a lot of great performances, and it's not overlit like a special. It really is just like raw underground stand-up, and it's got awesome comics on it too, like Rachel Feinstein, Capone, Mark Norman, Mike Yard, who, I mean, I'm a fan of all these people, but I'm a big recent Mike Yard fan after meeting him, getting to know him through the Larry Wilmore show, Pat Brown, Jason Andors, Mike Troy. So go to Tidal.com. You can sign up for a 30-day trial membership, which I believe means free, so you can watch the No Small Talk trailer. You can download the Tidal app and check out Cypher's show today. So that's Tidal.com/No Small Talk. Do yourself a favor and hook up Cypher Sounds, who is not a fuckboy whatsoever, with watching his show. All right, thanks, shitheads. Now on to more content, more talking, more podcasts. What's up, shitheads? Welcome back to another episode of High and Mighty. It's me, your host, the number one fuck boy. The number one fuck boy. Hey, number one fuck boy, John Gabris. That's right. What's up to all my little number two fuck boys and fuck girls out there in Hollywood and beyond? All right, shitheads. With me today is an old friend. Well, he's the same age as me, but I've known him for a long time. He is a comedian, a writer, an actor, a podcaster, a former podcaster thrice. Right. Craig Rowan.
Hey, shitheads.
Feels so different coming from you.
What's up, shitheads? It's your number three fuckboy.
Hi, shitheads. Tis I, Craig. Good to see everyone.
How are you, shitheads, doing today?
Hello, shitheads. Craig here. Just want to say hi.
Just wanted to say hi. It's your mother.
Hi, shitheads. It's your mother. Hey, kids. We're home early. Spoiler. That's a little tease as to what the episode's about.
Ooh, wow. I need to think about that.
Well, I think anyone listening to this podcast has clicked the link that says we're going to be talking about commercials from our youth.
Yeah boy. Yeah, motherfuckers.
But before we dive in too much, that little Talkboy FX cold open teaser, we're going to read some of my customer reviews, as always, on iTunes. If you rate me 5 stars and roast me in the comments, I will read them on the show. All right, Craig, here we go. This is from Ribbit Smith. He or she says, "This is a good podcast, but it'd be hard to hear what John Gabris is saying when his mouth is probably full of crying babies he's trying to swallow whole. What a loser." Wow.
Crying babies.
Well, the real hard hitter is the last 3 words.
What was the last one?
What a loser.
Not even trying.
This one was like, oh, I want to make fun of how shitty that joke is, but then they just hit me with what a loser. Kind of undoes you a little bit. It's like a fucking Trump insult. This is from @goddammitmike. "John Gabris is what you get when you roll all of Snow White's 7 dwarves together and give them cerebral palsy and diabetes."
Ooh. You don't sneeze that often, though.
No, I'm not. I guess I am pretty dopey. I'm not. I wouldn't say I'm grumpy or sneezy.
So you're 5 out of 7.
I'm 5 out of 7 because I am a medical doctor.
Yeah. You're a real doc.
I'm a gynecological hobbyist.
And you have a PhD.
Yeah, and I have a PhD in theater. I have a PhD in street theater.
Right. Yeah.
I
And you do have cerebral palsy.
Yeah. Oh, this is a terrible time to announce it, but yes, I'll be doing a cerebral palsy. Check out my Kickstarter so I can make a web series before I die of cerebral palsy.
Yeah, so you can do a 7-episode web series that was supposed to be 10 episodes.
Die in the middle of it. This is from someone whose name is Great, Unique Podcast. Don't think they understand the name part of the iTunes comment.
Right.
But their comment is, "This one time I took a huge dump that was girthy and oblong and trapezoidal all at the same time. And it crawled out of my toilet and started telling me about how its name was John Gabrus and it had this podcast about something that I've forgotten because it was boring. Then this talking dump took its own dump in my toilet and didn't flush. What a dick." Not really a roast as much as a, like, sounds William like, S. Burroughs fever dream.
Yeah, that actually sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, a trapezoidal shit is brutal.
And I like the imagery of a dump taking another dump.
Yeah, like, man. It's like it's Russian dumping dolls.
It's basically, yeah. It's like a Johnny Ryan comic.
It is like a Johnny Ryan. That is a Johnny Ryan comic.
Is that
like,
Johnny Ryan?
My anthropomorphic shit is taking another shit. This is from Nurse Byron. "John Gemberling and friends are great." That's another strong bit people have, is confusing me and Gemberling. "My mentally challenged nephew..."
I didn't even flinch when you said Gemberling. I was like, oh yeah, you.
"John Gemberling and friends are great. My mentally challenged nephew loves to listen because it sounds like his friends. John, can you give my nephew Donnie a shout out?" What's up, Donnie?
What up, fuck boy?
Donnie, you're my number two fuck boy. I hope... this is from Sam Schilling. "So I guess this guy is fat and from Long Island or something."
That's it. Pretty accurate. No
or something. This is from a Cedar Ass Eater One official. "Gabrus, you got to stop reading these reviews at the top of your podcast."
Ooh.
Meta. "Your listeners are not funny. Listening to do these is embarrassing. It's terrible. Almost unlistenable bit and a terrible way to start off a podcast."
Wow, I can't tell if that was real or...
That's just a note. That's just a hard note. Wow.
Oh, boy. That really makes you second guess doing it, huh?
Okay, well, I'm going to continue with a few more reviews.
Let's just get a couple more in there, asshole.
I guess you got to listen to Ass Eater 1 official, you know? Mm-hmm. If he hits you with a hard...
If that was the unofficial, I'd be like, ignore.
That's Chris Hardwick. He's a master podcaster. He's giving me a solid good note. Ass Eater 1. This is from Lloyd Dobler 88.
Say anything.
Say anything, ref. "Please deconstruct more movie stats so we can hear spot-on impersonations of 80s action heroes where fake irony is used to mask true admiration for the characters." Oh, that's not a negative review. No. That's not a roast. Mm. I'm not roasted there. I'll take that.
You're boasted.
I'm boasted.
That's the opposite.
Roasts and boasts with Johnny G. Woo! That's our spin-off podcast.
That's a...
Roasted or boasted? How do you feel about hot dogs?
Boasted.
Love them. This is from someone named SH8RP, so Shate RP. Maybe it's supposed to be sharp, but with an 8. "Earwolf passing on Gon Jabro's show makes me think of Scott Aukerman as this generation's Warren Buffett. Just a smart financial play. Also, Gon, we get it. You went to Marist. Stop mentioning it as you're making the rest of us look bad." I don't think do they think Marist is a good school?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that and then the Warren Buffett thing. I'm confused by that whole.
I'm confused by the whole thing. There seems to be some lore out there that this High and Mighty was going to be an Earwolf podcast, but they passed, and now I'm at HeadGum. I pitched podcasts to Earwolf. They said they didn't want any of my ideas.
Right.
I got a Howl series out of it, and now HeadGum launched, and they're my friends, and I did my podcast with them. So relax. I'm still doing plenty of Earwolf shit for free instead.
No, it's good to have this lore behind podcast lore in the future. That'll be like the big shit. Yeah. Those will be movies eventually.
Yeah, eventually they'll be like the Live from New York version.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. That'll be
the oral history of podcasts.
The oral history of John Gemberling's podcast.
And it'd be so funny to read instead of listening.
Oh my god, that'd be the most boring fucking book in the world.
This is a longer one, but we'll just do this one and then this will be it. This is from Bernard Shaky. "I found out about this guy from MTV2's Guy Code. Just kidding, no one watches that garbage show. No, I heard him on Comedy Bang Bang, just like everybody else. You know, he plays the character, Gino. Turns out it's not so much a character as it is just his exact annoying Long Island personality. What's that? You didn't know he's from Long Island? Well, then listen to the show and remind you every GD 15 seconds. Anyways, he's got his own show now, a show so bad he couldn't even get it on the same network he's been appearing on for years. There goes more of that lore that people really care about. Thankfully, he gets some halfway intelligent guests on the show because, man, this guy is dumb. I don't think this guy has read a book since junior high. Listening to John Bagris's speak about subjects like religion or conspiracy theory is like asking a child to explain quantum physics. Love every episode. 5 stars.
That was great.
A lot of them all end with like...
Just reminding you, this is a bit.
All right.
I love you. Please, love me.
All right, here's one last one from Big Luke Dizzle.
Big Luke.
Big Lukey.
Dizzle.
Yo, Dizzle.
Dizzle.
We have no idea who this guy is. I think everything you need to know about John Gabers is summed up in this sentence, screamed at his audience during a show filled with screaming at the creator of the TV show Banshee. It's like when you put Mrs. Butterworth on your vegetables as a kid. Jesus, John Gabers, who raised you? Was it wolves? Morbidly obese wolves? All right, here's one last one from someone named Sean.
You're going to say one last one 15 times.
Yeah, I know. I just got to get through all. It's like 100. I want to get rid of some of these. This one is just short. So this is from Sean. I'd hate to smell John's mic.
That
is a
I can smell it from
point.
Here.
You could, whatever the last word of that sentence was, I would agree with you. I'd hate to smell John's blank.
Blank, yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
It's a Mad Libs.
It's all gross.
It's an accurate Mad Libs. The most truthful Mad Lib possible.
All right. Well, enough about me. Let's let you talk for a split second before I scream over you for the rest of the hour.
All right. I'm just here to talk about my charity.
All right. So tell me more about this. It's breast reductions for babies?
Yeah. It's a problem. It's an epidemic.
These big-ass titty babies.
Everybody knows about it. Nobody's willing to talk about it.
So, Craig, we've known each other for a while, and we have a lot of stuff in common in that we both do comedy. We're both from the Tri-State area. We lived in Brooklyn together.
Mm-hmm.
But something you and I both have is a detrimental amount of pop culture knowledge.
It's just like it swirls around in your head, and it's sort of always there, and sort of comes up. Yeah, it ruins conversations sometimes.
It ruins, like my marriage is like on a fucking hanging by a thread because I'm constantly like, just shouting references at my wife's face where she's like, please talk to me like an adult.
Yeah, and you're just thinking about that awesome scene in JCVD.
Yes,
like,
too, where he's like floating.
That's one of the best scenes in any. That movie's not great, but that's legitimately one of the best scenes in any movie I've ever
seen.
When
he just goes up into the rafters
and gives a monologue
to camera.
So good.
But we are around the same age, and I don't know how what your backstory is, but the reason why I was like, my babysitter was television and video games.
I watched so much TV.
Like my parents like fucked me up for life by helping me equate food with love and TV with the thing you do to fill 5 hours.
If you're bored, you put on the TV. You just watch TV.
If you're eating, put on the TV.
Yeah,
if you're
you just have it on in the background. I mean, I used to do homework sitting like 6 inches away from the TV in my bedroom watching. Like, that's so unhealthy. And then when I was, because once I got a TV in my bedroom and I'd get dressed in the morning watching Saved by the Bell and I have all, and we're talking about commercials, like, every other day, I'll just sing a jingle that I haven't thought about in 25 years will just pop
someone
up.
Someone will say a word, and you'll be like, Mr. Bucket, the ball's
going
in
out of your mouth, Mr. Bucket.
The balls go in and out of my mouth, Mr. Bucket. That's insane.
It's buckets of fun.
It's buckets of fun for everyone.
God, that's like, yeah, like I can't stop thinking about it.
Yeah, and... that's funny you say you watch Saved by the Bell every morning. I think the main reason I got into comedy was 7th grade. Whatever. I think I got a TV in my room in 10th grade.
Around the same time I did.
Yeah. We had a TV in the house. And so I was a latchkey kid when I was growing up, and I had two younger brothers. So my parents worked. My mom's a nurse, and my dad worked in TV. So they not like nepotism TV. He was like a lighting guy, so he didn't like.
No, that's the reason you got guy code. Admit it.
Yeah, your father hooked you up with all your fucking. Yeah, that's the only reason you made it this far.
The lighting union has a lot of power.
I did get a couple of day player, not day player, but like IOTC grip work for the Fox 5 10 o'clock news to my dad. That's about it. But so they worked, they were gone, they weren't home at a reasonable hour. So we would get home from school at like 3 o'clock and no one would be home till like seven.
That's
so
Disney like, afternoon time right there.
Oh, that is just video games and television and fist fighting your little brothers until your mom gets home. And then in 10th grade, I got TV in my room, and every morning from 6 to 7, I had to leave for school at 7:30 or like 7:15. From 6 to 7, A&E played Evening at the Improv. Which was like a stand-up montage, kind of like
from the '80s,
from all eighties, right. Old garbagey, a lot of bad stand-up, but a lot of like Belzer, a lot of great classics. From
Hulu when before Hulu had a lot of stuff. They that was like one of the only things they had. It was pretty great.
It's such a great thing to watch, and you're like young Judd Apatow just doing like eating it with some terrible stand-up.
Billy Crystal doing like racist bits that you could never get.
So much. There was a guy who came out and they like announced him as an armless. An armless comedian, and he like came out with like no arms, but he had arms. Like he like that was
that's funny
gimmick. It's like this is terrible in hindsight, but I watched an hour of stand up comedy every single morning for like one entire school year.
Oh shit!
Like,
the cops are after me.
The chopper, get in the chopper.
Come with me if you want to live.
Come with me if you want to live. So I think I watched so much television, and it just filled my days. I mean, I still do.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
I fast forward through commercials,
but now it's part of your. Now it's work. You can.
That's a rationale I tell myself.
You can justify it at least now.
The amount of shit I rationalize as like this is good for my career is like you should go out and grab drinks, like you know networking.
Like, yeah, sure.
Smoking weed is actually opens up your mind. I'm
like, just Snoop Dogg does it, and look at how many products he sells.
Hey, Seth Rogen smokes weed. Seth Rogen has a beard. I wonder if Seth Rogen spent 10 hours playing Tom Clancy's The Division this week. Probably not, because he's a TV and movie star. but now I still watch a lot of TV, but these fucking commercials, what are some commercials that you just like? Mr. Bucket is one.
Mr. Bucket. There's
the jingles. It was the era of jingles.
There's one from the tri-state area that, so maybe a lot. First of all, there's one for, Beautiful Mount Airy Lodge, which is one
all
of my,
you need to bring is your love of everything.
Beautiful Mount Airy Lodge. There was one for that, and then there was one for it was I'm really this is nobody would know this, but it's I'm really glad they made the Children's Aid Society.
I don't even know that.
Yeah,
one.
It's like it's for like a hospital, and it's like why would they have a jingle?
Why do they need a jingle? It was the era of where everything was jingles. I should probably stop kicking the microphone.
Thing
we're recording with. it was the era where everything had jingles.
Everything.
The Mount Airy Lodge thing, there was a guy who played on my high school football team. So that Mount Airy Lodge ends with like a couple in a hot tub.
Yes.
They're like
there's
a
woman does a flip off of a diving board, and then there's like a couple in a hot tub.
Yeah, and the dude in that hot tub was a guy I played high school ball with, his dad.
What?
And all we were obsessed with is that, I should probably call his name out and see if anyone listens, but I believe it was this guy, Masosha's dad.
Like, that's really fucking funny.
We were like, that's his dad! And we were like, always, he's like, yeah, and he bragged about it. He's like, my dad's the guy in the Mount Airy Lodge commercial.
The manner, like, the person who wrote that song to me is as influential as, like, almost as, like, Paul McCartney. Because, like, to me, it's in my head. Like,
I
will never.
I know the words to that more than I know the words to help.
Yeah, I know. I'll go to my grave thinking about that song. Every couple months, that just pops up.
So let's go. Yeah, it really does. Let's go, especially if I'm home with my brothers, because, like, we all have, like. You just like everyone's that same point of reference. Let's go through because this is the jingle era. I think the two types of commercials, if I remember correctly from when we were coming up, is the two main things that stuck with us as kids were the jingle commercials and the extreme commercials.
Yes,
like,
yes.
You know, like, yeah. And just like,
for you, not them.
6 feet of gum, for you, not them.
Yeah, it's just a fucking like smash cuts of every because that was also like they're very heavily influenced by MTV. Those ones at least,
right,
the imagery,
right.
And it's like black and white, like a teacher looking like, you know, like total bitch, and then she's like her hair turns green, and it's like,
all right, sorry teacher, but we're eating gack, Nickelodeon's gack.
And
it's like a sizzle,
your brain's just like it's just flooding into your brain.
You're like, need gack,
must buy gack
till Christmas, need gack.
And you know that gack is named after heroin. I've heard through the grapevine that that's what, actually through my podcast, that's what I learned.
Oh, so, through your podcast called It's That Episode?
Where we watch television shows.
Another excuse. Now, so when you say now you do it for work, you technically sort of do.
I technically watch TV for work.
And also we are saying that having a podcast is considered work.
Oh yeah, I make 99% of my income off of a podcast.
You are homeless.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I haven't eaten in months.
it's now a HeadGum
podcast. Yeah.
So get
and
on
you've
it.
Been on it three times.
I've been on it three times. One time I don't remember at all. Yeah. The Breaking Bad finale. Oh yeah,
that one was a good one. That one was awful. It was you and Gemberling, and halfway through Gemberling was like, why are we doing this podcast? It was great.
Yeah. Maybe, you know, I guess you can get too high to do a podcast.
Yeah, you guys did it.
We figured out
that perfect calculation.
And then we also did an episode about Quantum Leap. I watched my first episode of Quantum Leap ever, which was the finale.
And we did a drinking game to that. And then you were on the very first episode and we watched you. The guest chooses what TV show
We watched the saddest episode of Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Yeah, yeah.
If I was on now, I'd make you watch Banshee, which is my
favorite. And I enjoy Banshee. Well, because I'm friends with
Cervito.
Cervito. And yeah, he's right. I need to watch the season because I hear he's got some shit.
He's great this season. He's the straight man. He's so funny.
He's fucking great.
Yeah. I can't, because this episode, I'm way ahead on recording my Banshee episodes of this podcast, so I'm afraid I might accidentally spoil something because this is coming out today. Or else I would be like telling you all the shit that Cervito does. This is so awesome. Just watch the fucking show. Listen to my podcast. Well, you're listening. Listen to Craig's. Watch the show. Whatever. I don't give a fuck.
Are you talking to me?
Craig, will you listen to my podcast?
Sure, dude. Fine. Okay.
Please listen to my podcast. So let's run through some more jingles. What are other jingles you remember?
I have one that's how many puppies are there inside? Which one is that?
Is that pound puppies?
No, it's not pound. It's, are there three or four or five? It was a...
It's like pop 'em puppy, right? It's like you turn the thing inside out.
You turn the puppy's vagina inside out and puppies would come out.
Shoot out of the vagina.
I forget what the name of it was. It was...
I know what you're talking about now.
How many puppies are there inside? I don't know the product name, but that also is just like forever in my brain. Yeah. Also, it's just such a weird... That's a weird toy.
Yeah, I mean, we can talk about how weird some of these toys are. Like Mr. Bucket, the song we sang earlier, was a...
That must have been a joke among the people who created it. It's like, well, yeah, the balls go in and out of its mouth.
Go in and out of my mouth, yeah. Mr. Bucket.
Bucket's a fun. That's a very jazzy song.
Yeah, there's some that were ripped off of classics, like Polly Pocket. Polly Pocket, right? Didn't they do Rockin' Robin? Pocket was Rockin' Robin.
There was also one that was... there was a basket. Oh, shit. I can't. Now I'm going to be.
All right. Well, hold on. I'll throw another one out there. My buddy and me. Wherever I go, he goes.
And then it was like, as an afterthought, it was like, kid sister.
Kid sister and me. Yeah. And my buddy was a... like CPR dummy looking like.
Yeah, it just looked like a rag doll.
It was like a throw pillow with like arms and legs.
It was very sad. And those commercials are sad. It was like a friend for a loser.
There was already way more advanced toys than my buddy.
Oh, yeah.
When the time my buddy came out, we had toys that made noise or like looked more realistic. It was like a Raggedy Ann for like children without siblings.
Yeah, it was really, really depressing. Like if you, I mean, I've, and I never, I don't know if I met anybody who actually had the, that wasn't like a prestige toy that you'd brag about.
I think also, if I'm guessing correctly, that commercial was popular to us, but we were aged out of that toy.
Oh yeah, that might have been for a little bit younger.
I think it was for younger people, but even my younger brother would be like, I'm not fucking dragging a fucking it was like, I would later make something like that in a home ec class,
right?
Like stitch two pieces of fabric together.
It was equivalent like to a like a blankie, like
it was just like a paper doll with like some stuffing in it.
Really sad. I like the gum commercials were like lifestyle commercials, like Big Red. It was kiss a little longer,
hold tight a little longer with Big Red.
It's that Big Red freshness lasts right through it. Your fresh breath goes on and on while you chew it. Say goodbye a little longer, make it last.
And then there was Double Mint Gum, which was like,
Double your pressure, double your phone. It's a statement of the greatness with double mink on. But that one was great because the commercials had all twins.
Was like the twins. I remember twin blonde skiers.
Oh, those, yeah, those chicks baby.
Are burning in my brain.
Oh, yeah.
Snow bunnies.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Macho Man. Ooh, yeah. Give me that. Blonde twin. Oh,
Slim Jims. He was a Slim Jim.
Right. This snap into a Slim. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Slap into a Slim Jim. Oh, yeah. Then that was like another thing was all those tie-ins. Like Butterfinger BBs was Simpsons. Was right. That was like the
Chester
whole.
Chester Cheetah, I think, was around this time.
Yeah, Chester Cheetah. A lot of like very cool sunglasses.
Like the Joe Camel for kids. Like,
and that was a big. That was. I think around when we were kids was when Joe Camel sort of ceased to exist.
Was on his way out.
That was because that was illegal at a certain point because it appealed so much. Like first of all, Joe Camel's nose looked like a penis. I think.
Oh, it was very phallic, and then his lips like weirdly held the cigar, so his mouth looked like a penis.
Yeah,
his like snout looked like a penis, but his actual mouth itself looked like a vagina.
Right.
So imagine a big dick, but instead of a urethra, there's a vagina there,
and in there,
a cigarette in it.
And you're like, yeah, I want to smoke.
Oh, sick. I can't wait to smoke.
Like, I'm a kid. I want to be 18 so I can smoke.
I can't wait till I'm old enough to smoke like all the fucking disgusting aunts and uncles in my family.
And then there were also, there were still cigarette commercials. Now I don't think there were
cigarette. I don't think there's cigarette commercials.
There were Marlboro Man and.
Yes. Remember Marlboro Miles? Did any one of your friends be like, I'm saving up to get a. My dad smokes so many
Marlboros. Yeah.
You get like a jacket. A raft.
Yeah, you get a jacket, a raft, or
a
like.
Cooler. Like just the most scummy, like white trash
yeah,
shit
you get. Just for weekend outings.
Yeah. Just sit on your front porch while you smoke more cigarettes.
And that was even weird because. There was a movie called
Adventures of Something Something and Marlboro Man.
It was Harley Davidson, the Marlboro Man.
Right, and that were their characters' names. And it was Don Johnson and Mickey Rourke?
Something like
or
that.
Are they? Yeah. I'm maybe getting that movie crossed with The Cowboy Way.
I don't know The Cowboy Way, but...
The Cowboy Way is like two cowboys. A girlfriend of theirs gets kidnapped. They go to New York and they meet a mounted cop who helps. I don't remember. I stopped listening a while ago to this podcast.
Oh, yeah. This is garbage.
Nope. People only listen to the beginning just to see if I shout out their name.
I understand that. You did mine. I was the official... I was Lloyd Dobler and I was... Shithead.
Oh, that was you. You're only on the podcast to hear me read.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to hear it in person. I wanted to know what you look like when you read them.
Man, that's. Look, like, if you started singing a song that wasn't like a classic rock and roll song, I wouldn't be able to sing along with you. But you can sing a fucking commercial jingle. Wait, hold on. You run, you slide, you hit the bump,
and take a ride.
Oh, is it ride?
Yeah, something that makes like sense. That.
That was Crocodile Mile.
Crocodile Mile. That one was great.
Which was, what was the other one called? Because Crocodile Mile was like a...
Oh, there's just the slip and slide.
And then Crocodile Mile was the...
You jump into a pool at the end with a crocodile mouth.
You go through a croc's mouth, I
basically
believe.
The same exact thing.
Hungry, Hungry Hippos, that makes me think of. What was their... I don't remember if they had a theme song.
I don't remember if they had a theme song. Fuck.
I'm sure they did. Wait, Crossfire!
Oh, yeah.
You get caught up in the Crossfire! Now, Crossfire was an insane game.
That was basically like, what? How would you even describe
it?
I had it too.
Yeah, so it's like
which means that the commercial worked.
They worked! And these games would fall apart in
so quickly.
Minutes.
So quickly. because that and like Hungry Hungry Hippo, which you linked together in your mind, were basically the same. Like, you had just tapped something.
Way to lose ball bearings as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, exactly. You just had to hit something really quick. In Crossfire, it was like ball bearings with sort of shapes around them.
You shot straight regular ball bearings out of like a little gun that had like a downward ramp. That let them out one at a time, and you would aim for those other ball bearings that were like ninja stars,
right?
You're trying to shoot into each other's goal out of nowhere. There's like a soccer element,
sure, of course. It was basically futuristic bad soccer,
right? It's so many of these games as we're talking about them, in hindsight, were like dad's worst nightmares.
It's yeah,
like,
they're just.
Can you put this together? It broke. It broke, Dad. Yeah. I lost all the balls.
And like, the crocodile mile, like, obviously will ruin your lawn.
Yo, we set up a slip and slide in college one time in our driveway, and our driveway was like not concrete paved. It was like rocks.
Oh, my God. That just. See, that's. Yeah, whoever was talking at Marist says.
That is, if you want to know more about Marist. But it is one of those things, like, your friend would set up slip and slide, but wouldn't realize that there's, like, a tree root in the middle of it.
Just, or just, like, there's just a teeny pebble. That's enough. That's yeah, enough.
Enough to shred a kid's body.
Ruin your fucking day. That's awful.
So many of those toys, so many, like, I mean, we're talking, it's just a generational thing, but generations older than us, like, their toys were, like, an iron knife. You know? Like,
yeah.
Ours were pretty dangerous.
Ours were advanced. Was there a commercial? Super Soakers were so ubiquitous. Like, Super Soakers, I feel like everybody had it.
Everyone had a Super Soaker.
But I don't remember what the commercial was for that.
Oh, I remember some commercials. I remember they always shot colored water.
And that was
like
something
you thought, like they shot each other with, like, because I guess it looked better on camera now that I know a little bit more. But I always was like mad that I couldn't put food dye in my Super Soaker.
You had to sneak in and get that fucking food dye, dog.
Hey, Mom, I need yellow number 5. Bad.
I want to shrink my balls.
I knew a kid in high school who was fucking filled a Super Soaker up with beer on like senior cut day and wandered like drunk into school and shot a lunch lady with like a gun full of beer.
That's awesome.
Like in the face. She was like, the principal was like, what the fuck are you doing, man?
That's fucking great. That's high school.
That's high school. That's my meathead friends in high school.
I just remembered a great commercial, which was Ray Charles for Diet. You got the right one, baby. Uh-huh.
And there's soda.
And it was, they were uh-huh girls. I feel like that's what they were called. Right. They were behind him singing up the back. Uh-huh. That was a phenomenon. I feel like that was like a huge commercial.
Right. Didn't like En Vogue end up doing like a Pepsi commercial?
Oh, yeah. I think they might have. Yeah. Wait, because their big song was
Free Your Mind. Yeah. And the rest will follow. And Never Ever Gonna Get It. Never Gonna Get It.
Yeah.
We're playing musical hotspot.
Yeah. We've got an improv show in half an hour. We got to warm up.
You're going to listen to our entire warm up and then listen to our 2-man improv set for another hour after.
Yeah, we're called the Gum Boys.
Hey, Gum Boys. You saying Ray Charles cracks open a whole nother of these old commercials. I mean, this is a frantic ADD based episode because we're going to be jumping around a lot. But
yeah.
That just opened up celebrities. Nothing's over. Just get me something to drink. The Clay Rocky who drinks Lipton. That's Brisk, baby.
That's Brisk, baby. That and was Sinatra. Frank Sinatra. Was that really? That must have been really him.
Must have been. And then Sylvester Stallone, they did one too. He's like, it's over, Rock. Nothing's over. Just get me something to drink.
Yeah. Oh, my God. No, that one just reminded me of was, who was it? Some basketball player for Sprite. And it was, this was a little bit later. It's still in the 90s, I think, but it was like a rhinestone cowboy. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it was like...
Like a limestone, like a rhinestone cowboy. I don't know basketball enough, but it
yeah,
was...
Yeah, me neither.
Fuck. And Shaq was in one for like 1-800-COLLECT, where it was like his dad calls him Collect while he's playing game. He's like, take it to the hole, Shaquille. Or something
like that. Wait, now you're dialed down the middle, 1-800-CALLATT with Carrot Top.
What?
Remember Carrot Top's like poolside with like props? And it's dialed down the middle. I remember that.
I remember that.
CALLATT are all in that.
Leave off the last S for saving.
This is like listening to a radio that's just out of control.
But this is like an accurate portrayal of what my brain looks like. Like right. It really is like you'll just be thinking of something totally different, and then one of these will just jump
into
it.
What about this? Had a Baby, It's a Boy.
Had a Baby, It's a Boy was
another
a great
commercial.
Very clever commercial, too.
Great commercial.
It was the concept.
We should explain some of this.
I know, exactly.
As you said, we should start explaining. I'm like, all right, this is the 7th commercial in a row we brought up without talking
about
it. Well,
the concept was that... some guy, husband
collect
and wife.
Calls used to be super expensive, and then 1-800-COLLECT and 1-800-CALLATT came out.
I don't even know if people know what collect calls are anymore. Like,
right?
Collect
why
call,
would you even know what that is?
A collect call is when if you don't have change, you call the operator and you say, "Can I have a collect call?" And the person that you're calling will end up.
So I would get a call. It's like, "You have a collect call. Will you accept charges from?" Craig Rowan, because you'll say your name, like say your name at the beep.
Yeah.
And then in this commercial, the guy
goes, because he can't afford the collect, he doesn't want to burden his parents.
He's at the hospital.
He's at the hospital. He goes, please collect call from had a baby, it's a boy. And so is him announcing to his parents that their baby is fine and it's a male child. But that was like, do you know what a boy is? Yeah. Should I explain?
I think that's one of the elements we don't need to explain.
Well, what a boy is, it's like, okay, there's X and Y chromosomes.
Well, now gender's fluid too, so
okay, so LGBT. I don't know. Sorry, I forgot the Q. Yeah, those were I feel like those ones were real. What's his name? How am I forgetting his name? Was the voice of CNN and Darth Vader.
Oh, James Earl.
James Earl Jones. He was also in some he was that was the pin drop. That was like
you could hear a pin drop.
Yeah, something like that.
Because the calls were so clear.
The call, which is, it's so crazy that like they have the pre-cell phone. There were so many people. I don't know.
Like it's like you had to compete.
Oh, it was
like landline. Like why would you have an
reach out and touch someone? That was what their tagline was.
Right, they had like unlimited. Like they had like free. Because you used to have to pay to call long distance too, yeah, outside of like your area code. Well, outside of like five area codes.
Do you call your mom on Sunday? Is that still a thing? Like I call my parents every Sunday. I guess that originated as calls on Sunday at a certain time were cheaper.
Right. And then eventually with cell phones, there was nights and weekends.
Right. Yeah.
Too. That was like still something.
Gosh, we're so old.
We're so old. Isn't it crazy?
Yeah, we're so old and we really care about a couple of cents.
Oh my God! All right, so let's think back to we said 6 feet of gum for you, not them. Bubble tape. First of all, bubble tape itself was an insane. I mean, Big League Chew and bubble tape.
Big League Chew is created by a guy from there was that documentary about Kurt Russell's dad and his baseball team. It was created. It's a great documentary, but it was created
it's called
by
like the
or
it's
the
like
ragtag team or something. Yeah. I forget. But yes, bubble gum, there were so many different types.
Bubblicious.
Bubblicious. And there was the gum bonkers, which had like cream in the middle of it or something like that. it was bonkers.
I know. And I liked Razzles, which were dry turned into gum.
That somehow was like halfway between Spree and gum.
What other commercials did one of the things.
Oh, what about the Noid? That was
the Noid.
What was the deal? That was for
Domino's
Pizza. What was the concept behind that?
The Noid was the guy who delayed your delivery, maybe
something like that.
He was
that.
Always trying to stop your delivery. I just remember I had the Noid Nintendo game, and I don't.
That's
remember
so
much
see. About that's it. So crazy. Like that had a Nintendo game. The 7-Up spot had a Nintendo game. Like I feel like somehow commercials were just. It's weird now because I don't watch as many commercials because I use Apple TV and I pay for Hulu, so it doesn't have to have the commercials. Right. But like they were so big that they had video games after them.
I feel like it's partially that and partially like porting a Japanese game, and then 7-Up is like, well, we'll just buy the rights shitty game, and it takes like nothing to remap it as. Like,
oh, gotcha, gotcha.
Would be my guess.
But they had to sell
right? Mean, yeah, avoid the Noid. Like, oh, so did. Did you ever hear the story? I'll say I first heard
T.S. Eliot?
Yeah. Where the Sidewalk Ends. No, that's Shel Silverstein.
Close enough.
Doughboys, another podcast I'm a huge fan of, former guest Mike Mitchell, future guest Nick Weiger host, they explained this, and I guess you can look it up on Wikipedia, I didn't know this, that there was a dude whose last name was Noid who had like some development disability, and he thought that like the commercials were about him.
Oh,
like,
boy.
And he like took it personally, and people like teased him about it because his name was like Jeff Noid or whatever. Look this up. We don't look up stuff on this show, as you can probably tell if you're listening to another episode. But it was called, and he like lost his mind. Like I think took someone like hostage.
That's brutal.
And then they lost the Noid campaign. After
boy, that's really crazy. A total bummer.
Another choppa. Maybe you don't even hear it, so there's no need.
Get
him to the Greek. Arnold Schwarzenegger in the fucking Russell Brand movie. Finally,
the crossover you've been waiting
get
for.
Get him to the big fat Greek wedding too.
Was also get him to the big fat wedding too many cooks. I don't know. There's also the pizza. That was the Caesars.
That's Little Caesars. Oh, pizza.
Is Little Caesars still exist? I feel like I saw one in LA.
They are grosser now.
They have made a choice to get even grosser.
They are like, they have the hot and readies where you walk in and for $5 you can just take a pie. Like, there's the pies are ready to go.
So that just like means they're sitting there?
Yeah. And they had like
the you say that's what depressed people get?
No, and they had the pretzel crust with nacho cheese. I'm going to eat that on the way home.
But that was like, Pizza Hut was big into like, I don't know. They must have had big advertising because I was way into Pizza Hut as
well. Pizza Hut, like stuffed crust pizza and stuff, started coming out when we were younger, and I wanted that.
So, in theory, it's like the most delicious.
Yeah,
sounding.
It's mozzarella sticks and pizza.
Oh my god! If that was done right by like a great pizza place, I'd be so into that. What was the? There was I don't have the song in my head right now, but there was. The cars that you would drive, the mini cars that
Power Wheels.
Power wheels.
King of the road.
Yeah.
Power wheels.
That was like also, those were the like militaristic commercials for kids.
Yeah, where it's like they're shooting on like a jungle soundstage.
Yeah, exactly.
I think Greg Burke, a friend of ours, is in like all of these commercials, by the way.
Oh, was he a child actor?
He was a child actor. He's the, Jeff eats his Reese's. He was the kid who popped the hole out in the middle.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, that was Reese's had the brilliant campaign that went forever because it was like how many ways to eat a Reese's.
Yeah,
and it was like the vampire would like suck out
two holes. And what a fillable commercial premise, right?
Oh, you so just, good.
Every year add a new celebrity to it.
Just remembered Aaron Burr, that commercial, the milk got milk.
The
commercial.
Milk, that's the only reason why I know. When everyone's talking about Hamilton, the fucking, the Broadway show now, I mean, every upper middle class fucking person in Hollywood is talking about Hamilton. And the only thing that Hamilton makes me think of is,
so that commercial was, it was a guy who worked at a Aaron Burr Museum,
right?
And he's listening to like classical music or a radio show, and he's eating a peanut butter sandwich.
It's like the 11th caller to call in with who shot John Hamilton in a duel or whatever.
Alexander Hamilton.
Johnny Hamilton, professional snowboarder,
and he knows it obviously, and he calls, and he doesn't have any milk left, and he's trying to say Aaron Burr. He's like Aaron Burr.
Yeah, I remember it was like Aaron.
And the guy's face is like etched in my brain. Like I can picture him right now.
He is a character actor. Still works. He's the curly haired bug eyed guy, right?
Yeah, he's great. He was fine. Great. But that was like got. Oh, and that just took me into another milk commercial where it was a kid growing up, and he was like. It was him in front of a backdrop and him getting older and older and developing. And like there was this hot chick that he was into.
Right.
And because he had milk, he became more good looking.
Right.
And, like,
and he was
healthy,
like big and strapping. Healthy.
And
yeah.
He was.
Shit, I remember that.
Because milk, I mean, still is around, but Got Milk was huge. People would collect
magazine ads with
the milk mustache.
Yeah. This is an aside, but tangents are not only allowed, they're encouraged. That makes me think of you saying the guy got developed. Do you remember the Ben Affleck steroid TV movie that was made?
Whoa, no, I do not.
Oh, man. So Ben Affleck plays like a high school football player who's like...
This is before he was Ben Affleck.
Before he was really Ben Affleck. He's nobody in this movie. And it's before people like, you know, when everyone... All they knew about steroids was that you got angry and died.
And pimples.
Yeah. And he's abusing steroids, and his mom like... takes him away or he gets in trouble and he like trashes his bedroom.
That
but it's a
awesome.
Made for TV movie and he's like and he like tips over the dresser and shit and it's Ben Affleck.
That's fucking great. Well, there was that, and then there were obviously commercial wise a ton of PSAs like this is your brain on drugs.
That actually ended up being one of my best friend's uncle's campaign. My best friend who you know, Sanford, friend of the podcast,
yes.
His aunt and uncle like created that campaign. That's really? Rachel Lee Cook or whatever in the commercial.
Oh,
too.
Really?
Or Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Wait, the one where it was cracking the egg.
Yeah,
yeah, that was like
this is your brain. This is your brain on drugs.
These really like effect. Those were very effective. I mean, yes, I did do.
I did eventually.
I was
do
a heroin that. Addict yeah. For six
I
years.
Mean, they affected me in that I remember them. They didn't affect my decision making.
No, but
at all.
That and shoot, what was the other PSA that I was just thinking of? I learned it from you, Dad.
I learned it from watching you, Dad. Because yeah.
And then I'm not a chicken, you're a turkey. Oh. So that one was the I'm learned it from you, Dad. Is the dad finds the kids weed? I think
the dad finds the kids drugs of some sort. And that's the other thing. And now we're older, and it's time has passed. But like they lumped like weed in with like pills, heroin, and cocaine. Like they're all the same thing.
Sure, yeah.
But I don't have. And then the next commercial would be a beer commercial.
Right.
And they're from watching you, Dad. And it's like don't
grab
do
a
drugs.
Cool Coors Light, the bullet, silver the bullet. Silver bullet. This bud's for you.
Wait. What's up?
Oh my god.
I mean that's way later in
that
life,
was but. Still that was like probably 2000.
What's
up? Now that was for the that was huge. That was I know the name of the director of that. It was Charles Stone III, and he also directed Drumline. I was an intern at the editing room for the movie Drumline. And
with my boy Nick Cannon,
with your boy,
my
with,
boy,
your boy,
my fuck boy,
yeah, he directed those, and I guess that was the "What's Up" thing, and Budweiser, which was three frogs that each said,
yeah.
But those were huge, and I think the "What's Up" started as a short film,
right? The "What's Up" was like a. Was a like viral one of the early viral
before
videos like pre-internet YouTube.
Yeah.
I don't remember how I saw it. It was like I saw it on the internet like the way I saw the Fensler Films G.I. Joe videos, you know, like pre
oh right
they were like
right.
quick times on a website.
Yeah.
Do you remember those G.I. Joe videos?
Yeah, you mean where they changed the
they changed
voices?
The words. Yeah,
that was same with Stella, like that was on
yeah
before.
Right, you can and Old English Adam Conover shout out but
shout out Mother Ucka.
Hey Mother Ucka.
What the fuck up, Mother Ucka?
What's up, Mother Ucka, you fucking asshole? I don't know what the fuck is happening. Wait, G.I. Joe videos. Let's backtrack a little bit. Budweiser.
What's up?
I'm trying to remember other commercials that were young. Like, because kids always... Do you remember Spy Tech?
Yeah, Spy Tech were like spy toys for kids. I had one that was like... a periscope, so you'd look.
You can look around corners.
You look around corners or like fences with. Yeah, those were huge.
And they had sunglasses that had
the mirrors on
mirrors
the back.
On the side that you could like look.
They were a mirror based toy company.
Yeah, they were like, well, you got all these fucking mirrors.
Spy Tech.
And I'll quote a friend of the podcast Ben Rogers on this. We were talking about Spy Tech the other day. And it's like these things were so junky compared to the way they looked in commercials. Like
everything was junky. I mean, like most of these,
it was all garbage.
Yeah.
Power Wheels is a great one because I wanted one so bad, but I was a little aged out of Power Wheels and I was definitely sized out of Power Wheels. But like whenever like a friend would have one, I'd be like, I want to ride it. And be like,
you
like
just
barely moving.
Everything sucked. Like
they had to charge like 9 hours to run for like 6 minutes.
Also, like you're a kid, you're just going to be bashing these things together. No matter what you get, it's just.
Yeah, you just fucking destroy
it. You're just destroying it.
Did you play with the toys from the show Mask?
M.A.S.K. No.
And they were like, it was like a in between Centurions and Transformers type, what, like that generation. But there was a lot of strings. Like the characters slid on
like
zip lines.
Down.
Yeah. And they all had like little zip line things on their arms and stuff. I just remember those.
Did they work?
No, not really. Like, it would be like a thing where they'd be like immediately tangled up, and then you'd just be like whipping
just
your brother like a morning star.
Breaking lights on the ceiling. I remember just throwing G.I. Joes across the room and like breaking a light. And it was like, yeah, that's how the toy's supposed to be.
Thanks for the toy, Pop. Just whip it across the room, smash a glass. All right, gotta go to school.
It's so bad. Like, you're as a kid, you're just naturally like become an asshole. Like, because you just get bored of things, and then you just like have to slam it.
Right. I remember we broke a lamp playing some fucking game when we were kids, and me and my brother were like 12 and 9, and we said our other brother, who's like 4, did it. So we were like, they can't get in trouble. And we were like, the lamp, he's like 4. He's down in the basement with us, and he tips over a full lamp. We're like, yeah, Jason was the one who shoved it off the edge.
And he got a good beating.
Oh, yeah. My father, my brother's dead now. My father put him in a, buried him up to his neck at the beach and
put ant feet on him, and he was eaten by red ants.
Ant feet?
Yeah.
Sugar.
Yeah. Well, but if you feed it
to ants, it becomes ants.
Yeah, it's just advertised towards ants.
We were saying it before. You run, you slide, you hit the bump, take a dive. But yes, that reminded me of another fucking Crossfire we did. I'm playing the musical song in my head, trying to do it off of songs.
It's so hard to when the pressure's on right
now. Yeah, the quote unquote pressure.
Under pressure. Queen.
Okay, Queen. David Bowie. Queen. Vanilla Ice.
Ice Baby. Ice Blocks.
Here's another thing that like. Just the shit you know by heart that's stuck in your brain. You saying Vanilla Ice makes me think of Ninja Turtles, which makes me think of T-U-R-T-L-E Power, but also Ninja Rap.
Go Ninja Rap.
Yeah. And then it's the Green Machine gonna rock the town without being seen. Ever seen a turtle get down, slamming, jamming to the new swing sound?
Oh my
God. Why do I know that chorus? Not the chorus, I know the verses.
Well, too hot to handle, too cold to hold. When you call the Ghostbusters, you're in control. Well, I guess we're gonna. That was Bobby Brown. Yeah. Have to lose control. But that, I guess those are similar. Like, just similar.
They're just like
cross,
in your head.
Yeah. Oh, man. I can't think of any.
I know. I'm just like dead inside.
My brain is swelling to maximum capacity.
All I can think about right now is eating, which is another new issue in my life. What were shows that you were watching as a kid? Like that you would like I remember watching. I watched so.
I watched everything. I watched all of Disney Afternoon, Goof Troop, Tailspin.
Ooh wee you, Tailspin.
Ooh wee you.
I still can't say. I can't not sing that when you're on set and the camera, the AC says tail slate. I still go ooh wee you. Tail slate, and then there's like Chippendales.
That's brain damage.
No, that is like a form of not autism, Tourette's. It's like a form of Tourette's. Like someone says tail slate, and I go in my head, I'm like ooh wee ooh tail slate, Chippendales.
Chippendales song.
Rescue Rangers.
Now think of the MacGyver theme song. Very similar.
Was it?
Dun 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 dun.
Fuck, I watched MacGyver too. Of course,
MacGyver was the bomb.
So what? Because I'm trying to remember the shows I watched. I watched all these. I watched Transformers Beast Wars in high school.
Beast Wars. I don't know why I watched that show. I watched
Watch Panator Terrorize!
Rhino. That was so off-putting.
Both your voice. Terrorize!
Oh, please stop.
I'm sorry you're listening to this.
It's so shrill.
Reboot with it was a 3D hologram dude, he was blue. Remember,
one of the first CGI shows that was. I
watched all of the Nick, Doug, Rugrats.
Oh, of course.
I know all of the Beats songs. from their Killer Tofu World Tour.
Oh, you Killer Tofu,
banging on a
trash can,
strumming on a street light. And then of course, I need more allowance.
So good.
Three songs I know by the Beats.
And where? Name one thing about your great great grandparents.
Name one thing about my father.
Just I don't fucking know.
The amount of times I've driven away with my coffee on the roof of my car.
I know. Yeah.
I mean, it's partially pot, and it's partially just your brain is fucking plastic when you're a kid, and just the amount of things.
I think that must be what it is. Partially, it's just our brains were so open to things. And
I know the prepositions still. Abort, about, above, across, after, against, among, long, among, around, at, before, behind, below, beneath, beside, between, beyond, by, down, during, except, for, from, in, into, like.
Whoa.
Like those are the alphabetical order up until L's of prepositions. Like, wow, why would anyone? First of all, why am I even being taught what a preposition is by not this? I couldn't tell you what a preposition is.
You just blew my
mind. I just
mind.
Know a list of 30 of them.
That was just like Rain Man.
That's how I feel. Like you said, someone's these just things just come to me and I can't stop them. And it's all from my childhood. Like I don't remember things recently. You know what I mean?
What's your wife's name?
Which I'm married.
See? It's impossible, man. It's so hard. Life is fucking crazy. It's like every day I wake up, it's Memento.
And all I remember is movie jingles. We're all I can remember is commercial jingles. We've tapped out.
We've remembered five of them. A picnic, a basket, a flower-making basket. That was a girl's toy. Yes. It was obviously only for girls. And it was a basket that you would put, like, Play-Doh in, and, like, flowers would come out of it. Yes,
it would, like, shit them out in
flowers. It would shit out flowers. I don't know why that was a thing.
Right. It was, like, Play-Doh was, like, a little turd cutter. You'd, like, shoot this little turd out, and then...
That's how I learned how to take shits.
You still cut them with plastic scissors?
Yeah.
Well, I still take a little tiny pair of yellow plastic scissors and cut turds.
Yeah, and I put a little plastic star right outside of my...
Star stencil in my assholes. Yeah. So I shit it out like toothpaste.
And then like silly putty, I put it on newspaper and see if the comic...
Oh, we mentioned this before, but this will... Talk Boy FX.
Oh, yeah, that was...
Hey, kids, we're home early. There's no theme song in that, but it's like, that's the... And then that was the tie-in with Home Alone 2.
That was Home Alone 2. That was huge.
Lost
did
in New York.
Did you know anybody... Did you have that?
No, I didn't. But again, it was one of those toys where it's like...
That seemed like a very high-end toy, but I bet it was a piece of trash.
Yes, I think it was one of those things where it's like...
Yeah. It like probably cost like $80, but it was like just nothing.
And I would be so mad at my parents... So mad for not buying me shit sometimes.
Yeah, awful, awful kids. Just like so, like it's so same here. It'd be just like I need it.
And then I'd get it, and I'd be like, a day later, I'd be like, I hate it. It's
Talk Boy FX. What a piece of
trash. I had like the football toy box in my basement that was like it was a big brown football, and like it had a lid on it, and you could take the lid off, and in there was all my fucking stupid ass toys, all
that
my
you
He-Man
never
toys,
use
G.I. Joe action figures. I always used,
yeah, like, that was because just that was like because it was just your imagination, I guess,
right? Yeah, that was like something that was truly limitless. Like you'd get all of them together. I remember my friend Wally growing up, who was in my karate class, had like so many G.I. Joes, and we would just go to his house and play. Like I remember wanting to go to his house because he had the base and be like,
oh yeah, the base.
We could play for hours if we just had the base and so the guns big. And we just like wouldn't even really do anything with them, but just the idea of like setting it up, be like, this is what my, all right, I'm on this team, cool, I'm taking the tomahawk, oh yeah, I get this, oh yeah.
I was at my Meryl, my wife's mom's house over Thanksgiving, and Meryl's brother Jake had recently found or gotten back all these old action figures from when he was a kid, and we still spend an hour standing them up and posing them. Right. We're like, it's still somehow
like remembering their names.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, this is Sub-Zero or Arctic Cat or whatever, you know, like trying to remember the winter guy. What's the winter guy?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like you're trying that. I think it was not Sub-Zero because that was Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat.
Oh, hey, do you remember the Pizza Hut commercial that was, hey, chumps, want a game? When they were giving away a free basketball, like, with a pizza meal?
That sounds familiar to me.
It was like a street ball guy, and he goes, hey, chumps, you want a game? And, like, pushes the ball into the, like, oh, fisheye lenses with things coming at the camera was a big... Kids must have been like, they must have been like, kids react to this.
They love fisheye.
They love fisheye shit coming at their faces.
That just reminded me of a basketball commercial, I think for Sprite also. Which was they're playing basketball, and he's doing like there's a guy doing a street rap, and then he's like cut, and he's like, what's my motivation?
Oh,
do you remember
yeah.
that? He's
yes,
like
yes.
a British actor.
What's
pretend.
My motivation is a big cut to like I when you first start doing improv.
Oh yeah,
like,
that's yeah.
You ask what's my motivation, and then like your teacher's like, no one actually ever asked that.
Yeah, yeah. I do that every time I'm on a set, and they're always like, shut the fuck up.
You scream cut, walk directly at the camera and go, what's my motivation?
What's my motivation?
I do remember that.
Yeah, it's a great commercial.
Great.
Dude, great commercial.
That was a fucking great commercial.
I think it was still the same. Also, like the M&M, the polar bears, the M&Ms.
The talking
M&Ms and the... Coca-Cola polar bears sort of started in the mid-90s, and those guys are still around.
Yeah, they're still around. The polar bears come out for Christmas.
That was such a boring comment that you yawned.
I literally yawned in the middle of that and tried to hide it, and I just went, "Arr!" like as if to be like, that's not a yawn.
You're like, Craig, stop.
This is mostly because I'm not sleeping, because I'm up all night stressed about trying to remember commercials.
You're just right. Your wall is, it's like Beautiful Mind with you writing on the walls.
So many commercials took place in like where like kids in jungles,
yes,
being saved by their toys or
toys fight. Were always shown in nature for some reason,
right? Like as if that's because you were like, oh man, yes, I want to drive my fucking I want to wear my cool gauntlets and fight off. Oh wait a minute, I can't have any of that shit. I live in a fucking suburbs. I'm not even allowed in my front yard because my neighborhood's too bad.
Yeah, they want. Yeah, I guess that's the way that they showcase the toys, but it just didn't make that much sense. It should have just been like in a dank basement. Always
should have been a kid alone waiting for their mom to come home with dinner, just playing with their toys, talking to everything.
Oh no, it was a huge one was when Crystal Clear Pepsi came out, they used right now, hey tomorrow, the Van Halen song. Yes, that was like another one that in my head, I don't know why, but it seemed like a paradigm shift or something. It's like, whoa, everything's changed. Because that song
was like sort of intense.
It was really like
intense. It was like, in hindsight, now you know that it's like Van Halen doing like a semi like serious
song. It's trying to be. It is what it's trying to be, which is like intense. And then also like, what? Clear Pepsi? Like, nothing will ever be the same. I thought I knew everything. And that's what it seemed like as a kid. You're like, you basically commercials are tricking kids and you totally believe.
And it works. It's like, this is the only way I'll be happy, or this is what the real world is like. That made me think of a song like, I'm a basketball man. Was there a song where someone's like playing basketball? Was there a commercial where someone's playing basketball?
That sounds familiar.
There's like a song. It's like, he's a basketball man.
Yes. Yeah.
The Crystal Pepsi makes me think of one of my favorite Human Giant sketches.
Which one's
where
that?
Paul Shear's like comes back from a time machine. He's like, I built a time machine. I went back in time and got Crystal Pepsi. And then Aziz is like, you didn't want to say goodbye to your dead father? And then Shear like looks down. He's like, I got Crystal Pepsi. He's like really heartbroken. It's like such a funny idea.
Now I want to say my favorite Human Giant sketch, but then
do it. Who cares?
My favorite is because now I can relate to it. But it's Paul Shear is on a Star Trek like show where they have a ton of makeup, and it's like 4 hours of makeup, and he gets surgery to look like the character. And then the second he does, the show gets canceled.
And then the second he gets rid of it, they have a reunion.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, you can relate to that from your pretty face
getting
made up as a devil daily for however long.
For way too long.
Way
too long. It's really awesome.
Craig.
Yes, John.
Let's come to an end here before we just sit here and try to
rack our brains before it's 5 minutes of silence.
But feel free to tweet at both of us. You're at Craig Rowe, right?
Craig Rowan.
At Craig Rowan. On Twitter, I'm at John Gabers. Tweet us with your old school commercials. Or if you're younger, tweet us with the commercial that's stuck in your head. I'm sure if it came out up until 2005, I know it. And
send the YouTube clip. That's the other great thing, like, is you can confirm things in your brain by like looking them up on YouTube. Yes. and they always hold
up. It's such instant gratification.
Yeah, it's so good.
I remember when I was younger, I had the 86 Super Bowl on VHS, where it's where the Giants versus the Broncos. And watching that, you get to see those commercials and like seeing the trailer for Over the Top.
Oh my God.
I'm like, oh,
did you watch the Canon documentary?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking loved that movie.
Yeah, because
I can talk about Canon films for hours. Maybe we should do another episode on
Yeah, I want to watch that movie on the train that they talked about. Canon made like a lot of schlock movies, and then there's one movie that they're like, this was our piece.
This one's actually
piece de resistance.
Oh, right. The train. I know which one you're talking about now. We should do a whole episode on Canon films.
I'd love to watch
I believe that documentary is called like Electric Boogaloo, the story of Canon films.
Yeah, Electric Boogaloo, yeah.
Check that out on Netflix. And also, while we're just recommending movies to check on Netflix, check out the Richard Stanley documentary that you turned me on to, which is
one of my favorite movies. Oh my God, what's that called?
It's called like Life in Hell or whatever, but just search like Richard Stanley. It's the behind the scenes. It's the making of the Island of Dr. Moreau. It's
maybe one of my favorite movie documentaries, documentaries about movies.
Yes, it's one of. It's just so fucking good. We're just literally jumping all over the place. Craig, people should listen to your podcast.
It's called It's That Episode. Comedians come over to my apartment. We watch any TV show that they want, and we talk about that and a bunch of other crap.
Before and after. It's a real burden for a guest. But
It's a burden for a guest and for me.
And for you, obviously.
I watched Gil Ozeri came over recently, and we watched a 50-minute episode of Columbo, and it was awful. And we're just like, and we like talked through it, but it was like, Yeah, why are we doing this?
Why the fuck are we doing this?
Why are we doing this?
Your pretty face is going to hell.
Yeah, we're shooting season 3 right now. So look, season 1's on DVD, and I know both seasons are on iTunes.
Very funny Adult Swim show featuring Henry Zebrowski, Craig Rowan, and Matt Servito, who plays Brock on Banshee, if you're a Banshee listener who's now listening to this podcast. As always, I'm at John Gabris on Twitter. Rate me 5 stars and roast me in the comments, and we will read them on air. Tweet commercials and YouTube links to me and Craig. I want nothing more than to just give it a like and never look at it or respond to you. Yeah,
just ignore it immediately.
Totally go, why are these motherfuckers sending us commercials? Mother Uckers.
Yes, please.
Please, leave the F. Leave off the last F for savings.
For fuck boy.
Fuck boy! All right, shitheads. We out here.
Bye, shitheads.
Bye, shitheads.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.